It's been a year since Boston stores and Yonkers closed their doors in Wisconsin and the region. The department store's parent company, Bon-Ton Incorporated, declared bankruptcy in 2018 and liquidated all products from its stores before permanently closing. But how have shoppers reacted to the closures, and where do they go now? Our next guest interviewed former Bon-Ton shoppers and community groups about the impact the closures had on their lives. Paul Gores is a business reporter from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
Well, talk about, before we get into the impact of the closure, talk about the Bon-Ton presence here in Wisconsin between the various stores and the headquarters.
Yeah, Bon-Ton's had a big presence in Wisconsin for a long time, going way back to the Boston store right around the turn of the century. We've had a Boston store in the Milwaukee area. But it grew into a major mall anchor at actually, we counted up about 26 malls in Wisconsin here. So it's always been a really big presence here.
You, in your piece, tried to dig into whether people felt a void left by the closure of all these stores. Let's start with shoppers. You talked to some shoppers who, it sounds like, did actually miss their Boston store or other outlet.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what I'd find because you hear some people lament that they're no longer here, but a lot of younger people weren't going there anyway. So I talked to some experts, some retail analysts, and some shoppers just to see if I could get a take from them. And I found actually that there are a good number of people. And I thought it might be all baby boomers who grew up with the Bon-Ton stores who would miss it the most, and maybe they do, but it seems like there were also some younger people, some Gen X folks in that group, too, of missing Bon-Ton.
And there were some places where people had to change the way they shopped. Sounds like even drive a lot further to get the products they used to get at a Yonkers or a Boston store.
Yeah, I talked to one woman up in West Bend who had a Boston store very nearby, And she said now to get some of the cosmetics and perfumes and things like that she likes, she has to drive to Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa, which is about 20 miles away for her.
That said, you mentioned you talked to some retail experts. At least some of them didn't feel like there was a big void left by the closure of these stores. There was other retail to fill in the gap. They didn't feel like it had a big impact on retail, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds to me like there wasn't a lot of looking back to try to gauge what went wrong or what happened. People had just, in their minds, it seemed like people had just moved on and found other places to go get things, or maybe not, or just kind of give up on shopping for certain brands that Bon-Ton stores carried.
Now, you also dug into an angle that I hadn't really thought of, the role of this chain of stores as, I guess, a local corporate citizen, and there were people in the Milwaukee area in particular who did miss that. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. They were really a good corporate citizen here for a long time. They had an event twice a year where you could bring in, for example, you could bring in used clothing, and in exchange for that, you got coupons for to buy new things in the store. That generated a lot of secondhand items that Goodwill stores could sell, but a lot of times people would also do cash donations along with that. So that's missed by Goodwill. There were a civic player, a United Way, things like that. It was a big employer here, so that has just suddenly vanished from the scene.
Talking to Paul Gores from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, looking at about a year after the closure of Bon-Ton stores, including places like Boston Store and Yonkers, the void that's left behind. One of those voids, Paul, is a physical one, places that they used to fill in malls and shopping centers. What's happening there?
Yeah, that's where it's most noticeable. You drive to a place like Brookfield Square or Mayfair, and you've got this giant space, two stories in most instances, I think three at Mayfair, that's just unused and waiting for its next life. At those two places I just mentioned, right now there's nothing set publicly, at least, for reuse of that space. They're talking about reusing space at Southridge for workout athletic facility, and it's also part of a. They're talking about tearing down the old Boston store and redeveloping it at Bayshore Mall. But yeah, it's kind of you know, if you're walking in a mall and that space used to be a hub of activity, it is just there's nothing there now.
Now take us back to the why of the story. What led to Bon-Ton and its various retail outlets going bankrupt?
Yeah, well, it really kind of boils down to debt. You know, if you and I don't make our monthly payments on our mortgage, the bank, after a pretty short amount of time, is going to say, you can't pay your debts back. We're going to have to take your house. And that's kind of what happened with Bon-Ton. They borrowed a lot of money as they expanded in the early 2000s, had $1 billion of debt. And when the time came to repay the debt, they couldn't do it. So the creditors basically wanted them to go bankrupt and liquidate because they felt like that was the only way they were going to get their money back. And they sort of forced them into it in the bankruptcy procedure that began in early 2018. Yeah, and then it took until last August then to wind down with going out of business sales.
Was competition from other outlets part of the story here? The Targets and Walmarts for physical space, Amazon for people shopping online.
Yeah, well, and that ties into the debt thing. Their sales kept dropping year after year. They hadn't really made money since 2010. That was the last time they posted a profit. And a part of that was just increasing competition from online retailers. And part of it was just them not, from what experts tell me, them not really keeping up with the times. They were kind of slow to get a website up and running. They did, you know, the more they cut back on service in their stores, the fewer people wanted to go there and shop. So it was everything just kind of piled up on them and worked against them from continuing. The other thing that kind of comes into play is for department stores in general is that, the one-stop place that you could go to get everything you needed just about. Over the years, other retailers have come up and kind of taken whole departments, like Ulta Beauty, for example, took over cosmetics and business, and that used to be something that you could find only in some of the department stores. So you had that kind of competition going on, too. Just a lot of competitors cut into sales, and they didn't generate enough money to be able to pay their debt.
So we've lost Bon-Ton. Shopko, of course, is now just going into the optical business. The stores are done. We hear trouble at JCPenney and Sears. At least one of the experts you talked to said, hey, this might just be the life cycle of the brand. They rise and then they fall.
Yeah, I think that's true. And if you've lived long enough, you've seen this happen over and over again. You know, remember Sports Authority, not all that long ago, really. Kresge's, Woolworth's, dime stores that were big and popular when many baby boomers were kids. They just get merged out of business or go out of business because times change and people like new and better things. And now, of course, we have online sales, which are huge.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Paul Gores is a business reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us today to talk about the legacy of the Bon-Ton store chains like Yonkers and Boston Store after the company declared bankruptcy last year.